Blog Talk Radio.
The world, premier podcast.
Yo, East Cast the Attic, man. Yo, that's them kids out of Jersey. Yo, they funny. Yo, they keep it tight, real, son. You gotta check them out. Wednesday night, Blog Talk Radio. Yo, they funny. It's Wednesday night, and welcome to the premiere podcast, The Attic. Co-producer, oh, this joker be locking it up. Messenger,
he real tight with God.
Baby girl,
oh, she got facts on facts.
Baby bro,
he funny.
Nurse Carmen,
she be keeping it real.
And Sister Tippy,
got all research on lock.
Sit back and let us entertain you for the next 60 minutes. Good evening, podcast audience. Before I do my normal introduction, I want to say to baby bro, I don't want to hear shit because the music says 60 minutes. We doing a 30-minute show. All right, let me get that out the way right now. But anyway, good evening, podcast audience. This is co-producer on Hodge to Hodge Blog Talk Radio with tonight's premier podcast, The Attic. Again, we're doing a 30-minute test pilot tonight. I think iTunes is waiting for The Attic to make its premiere day there. So, with that being said, good evening, Cass. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Lovely.
We'll see in about 30 minutes.
Just for the listeners that are tuning in, it appears that Baby Brother has a little issue with a 30-minute show. So we will have to do some family conversation after the podcast. But anyway, watch this. Me and my baby brother, we about to tie asses like that family down in Disneyland did. Yeah, that's what we about to do right now. All right. That's yo. But for real, was that shit wild? Did everybody see that?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Yeah, hey, Cass, even if you didn't, just right now, please just say yes, all right? But it was a family, again, just streaming on Facebook, I seen this shit. It was a family down in Disneyland. I mean, they was fighting like cats and dogs. The guy
each
with
other?
Yeah, they was wilding out.
Wow. Yes, but, yes. Wow.
My man
it
at work.
Like they was mad. Look. It looked like they was mad with everybody in the family because they all was
everybody. Yeah,
wow.
It was all
and like, was it somebody in a some kind of like wheelchair, a mobile chair, or something?
No, I ain't see the mobile chair, but I seen a couple people get knocked down, and I seen this dude just beat the shit out of his sister.
Oh, that's what that was, his sister.
Yeah, I think that was his sister. Cause,
you sure? Because I thought I heard somebody say you hit my mother.
Yeah, brother and sister. Yeah, that's what I thought happened.
Wow.
Yeah, that was some old. Yeah, that was some old craziness, man. But
yeah,
I know one
thing.
It
was completely out of control.
Yeah.
It was completely out of control.
How the fuck
did
you get that?
Did anybody know what they were fighting for?
Because it was hot.
No, that. No, nothing that I could. I never did find that out.
That heat was fucking with him. That's what it was. That was that heat.
My theory is.
It was just, it's just unreal because, you know, that's where you take your family, your children. You don't to go see Mickey and Minnie and Cinderella. You don't go down there for that.
But my theory is some people, they can't do out-of-town shit. They got to stay local. So what they should have did, you know that little bullshit local carnival that come to your town and shit?
Right, they should have just waited for that.
Yeah, they should have just waited for that, and they'd have been right at home.
Well, Well, we were talking
about clearly security was not equipped to even handle that. You know what I'm saying?
Security wanted no part of that.
Exactly.
No, not at all. All they carry with them is flashlights. They don't know what to do with that.
Security said, fuck.
Security
said, they don't pay me that much.
They got together as a family and said, you know what, we need to take this shit on the road. Let's go down to Florida, Disneyland, or wherever, and do this shit. I can imagine how they act at home.
Yeah,
and that guy in that pink t-shirt, you just went ham on everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
But one thing I will say, if you look at it, when he first grabbed the thick sister, right, when he first hit her, the first couple hits, I mean, I guess he still had love for his sister. Because he hit her open-handed. But then after that,
That's love. That's love when it's open-handed.
Wait a minute. Wow. I'm just saying.
He made it conscious. Look, he made it conscious.
Because that other girl, you was punching her.
Yeah,
like,
he was punching her
in her face.
That's because he made a conscious effort to smack a bitch. And then he switched gears and decided to fuck this bitch up.
Because that's what he did.
Oh, it was just—it was unreal. I couldn't believe it. And he was fighting another dude. He stopped fighting him, and then you went and grabbed the girl by her hair. I'm like, what is going on here?
He remembered that shit. She got a punch in, and he remembered that shit.
Man, but again, just imagine.
They must ain't put no money in this commissary.
Just imagine when they show that shit at the next family reunion. y'all remember we went to Disneyland? Watch this. Like last week, we were talking about some nigga shit. See, that was some nigga shit right there. Yeah, that was. They had a nigga moment right then.
Yeah, they politely got escorted right off.
Yeah.
They politely escorted them right off the grounds. They said,
but it took enough
really
of
like
them.
To know what. I would really like to know what happened that ticked them off that they just went buck wild at Disney World. I'd really like to
hold
know.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Okay, I got the story up right here. Hold on. It was hot. It was real hot. And the Negroes were not accustomed to heat. Water. Wait a minute. I'm reading this shit. Water was $8 a bottle. And they refused to pay the $8. They wasn't going to pay the $8. That's what happened.
He said, the line was so long for the ride,
yeah,
right? The line
yeah.
was long
line
for the ride.
So, yeah. Then you got so water at $8.
Short, long story short, you were saying niggas was hot and bothered.
That's what it was. And all that frustration from, like, because the ass whoopers that they was giving out, that was about maybe 7-8 years of shit that was just building up inside. That wasn't some shit that just popped off right then. Yeah, they was holding on to a lot of shit. But you know what?
And there was some lady in the back yelling, call security.
That's not what we do.
I'm willing to bet you alcohol played a big part in that. You couldn't see it because alcohol on Disney Grounds. Yes, alcohol was involved in that.
When it's that hot,
I don't even think so.
We might drink some beer, but when it's that hot, ain't nobody trying to get that oil in them like that. No, bro,
that was on that water.
I don't even think alcohol had anything to do with it.
$8 a bottle. $8.
You ain't never seen niggas around here waiting to open up for the liquor store to open up like they open it up. They waiting on the guy to come over to the store so they can get their drink on.
But it ain't 120 degrees with Mickey Mouse running around, though. See, it's a whole different kind of heat down in Florida, baby. I'm telling you what I know.
They didn't know that
because
they from out of town.
Huh? Right. All right. Well,
it was just a real sad situation. It was just sad.
It was for family
really
to
sad.
Show out the way they did. But, you know, hey. But, hey, speaking, watch this. As we segue, speaking of some sad shit, as we turn from black folk fighting to we still trying to get reparations, let me tell you, everybody know who the hell Mitch McConnell is. If you don't know who that is, then just pick up any racist magazine and you'll probably see his name as the author. But they asked Mitch about slaves and reparations. about, you know, and again, and this is what I got 27 second clip on Mitch McConnell. Just hanging there with me for a minute. Yeah.
Were you aware that your great-great-grandfathers were slave owners in Alabama before the Civil War, and has that revelation caused you to change your position on reparations?
You know, I find myself once again in the same position as President Obama. We both oppose reparations, and we both are the descendants of slaveholders.
I like, yeah, that was Mitch McConnell. Yeah, Mitch McConnell said, they asked him, because what happened, they found out, well, they didn't find out, they always knew, that he's opposing reparations, and one of his lines is, why are people getting paid for shit that really didn't happen to them? You know, you trying to get paid off your your ancestors. Then they come to find out that this joker come from the fifth, you know, five generations removed from his family owning slaves. And when they asked him about it, that nigga said, Obama has slaves.
Yeah, he actually didn't answer the question.
He said, Obama grandparents had slaves, so why y'all fucking with me?
Oh. Wow.
I'm sorry? Everybody good? Yeah, so I just thought that was interesting, man, that to find out.
Does anybody know that to even be a fact? I mean, because a lot of times they say stuff that's not even true. So do we even know that to be, is that the truth or not? Or, I mean, is that more fake news or what? Because
you mean about Obama parents?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, I don't know
every
that
little that comes out of their mouth.
Well, I'm pretty sure if he got some white in him, you could probably take that shit back.
I mean, you know.
Again, so, but I mean, do we know that to be a fact? Because I believe very little that comes out of their mouths.
Yeah.
Well,
the
I didn't do any research on it, but I'm going to say if he has some white in his family, I'm pretty sure somewhere down the line, one or two of them owned a nigga.
Yeah, plus I ain't hear nobody call him out.
Yeah,
now,
that's a pretty bold statement. That's a pretty bold statement to make
right.
Without somebody saying, yo, fake news.
Right. Yeah.
Let's be honest here now. Let's keep this. Let's remember, the president says a lot of things, a lot of bold statements that are just simply not true.
You know, you're right.
Well,
you're right.
You don't need anybody. You don't need anybody to tell you that. You know that shit ain't true.
Yeah.
And they come back and they tell you it's BS. They come back
They come back days later, and I think we said this on a previous podcast, how things are not checked as soon as they're said, and they're not corrected until days later. So people, are under the assumption that those things are true when they are not. So that's why I'm asking: do we know that to be a fact or not?
The bottom line,
or is this more fake news?
He never answered the question. He deflect that shit to get
there
you talking
go.
About something else.
That's what we're talking about. It don't, you know, because
but
right
I'm saying,
now,
and that's what they always do.
Yeah.
That's what they always do.
Because right now, Obama ain't in no position to give nobody reparations. I mean, he was in office, and again, he didn't oppose him. He opposed the way they were talking about doing them. But my thing is, for Mitch to be, again, some of the millions you got, Mitch, you didn't just earn all that shit yourself. See, your parents came in the money that they got from slaves, so you should be one of the first ones in line saying, let me give a double portion. That's what I'm saying.
So then, therefore, you're saying he took what Obama wanted to do out of context, because that's not what, so Obama wasn't really against reparation per se, just the way they wanted to do it.
Exactly.
No, once again, the question was put
so
to
then
him,
that means he so
and
then
he threw
again,
Obama
I,
in there.
I understand he deflected, but I'm saying he didn't represent what Obama wanted to do correctly. So you pretty much lied.
Okay.
Correct?
But that is correct. But what we're saying is, ain't nobody asked you about Obama. We asked
him.
Oh,
he had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
I get what
exactly.
I totally understand what you guys are saying. He deflected.
So in my belief here, what he just said, it's all bullshit. I don't care about that. I want to know how you
and that's
feel.
The point
like,
that I'm making.
Right.
I don't care about what he said because
right.
I believe very little to nothing what they say.
It's kind of like Grace Jones was telling Marcus. And Boomerang, Grace Jones, and she was telling Marcus. Marcus was talking to her something about something, and she's like, yeah, but when are we going to fuck? I think he was talking about Robin Givens. And she's like, you know what, I don't care about that shit. I want to know when are we going to fuck?
Okay.
I don't want to hear that other bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, in a real twisted kind of hyperbole way of speaking, yeah, you're right, man. Yeah,
exactly.
That's what it was.
Because, again, like I said, you can't believe nothing they say, and that ain't got nothing to do with the question that was asked of him anyway.
But you know what, though? It's just really kind of funny that if you can give reparations to almost every other group that suffered atrocities, what the fuck is the issue with about you giving reparations? It doesn't matter how long. You know what you do? The same process that you put in place for the Japanese Americans, for the Koreans, for the Vietnamese. I mean, the same process you put in place, put that shit in place for Black Americans, man. You did it for them. That's my position. That's my position on reparations, man.
Well,
you know what?
One of the things you got to understand, the reason why they really ain't trying to give the Black man nothing is because look what the Black man has been able to do with nothing. And you mess around and give him something? They already scared out of their pants right now that we about to take over. And if you gave us something, so that's like giving us. Right now we got rocks at a gunfight. That's like even in the playing field. They ain't trying to do that.
And that's my thing with reparations. You know what? Watch this. Fuck reparations. Just raise your right hand and say from this day forward, everything is going to be fair. You know what? That would be all that's needed. Man. That would be all that's needed. Just everything is everything. You know, there's one penalty for one crime. Not a Black penalty, not a white penalty. Everything is open and above board. You know, we stop bullshitting geographically, repositioning people to control their vote. No, we just stop all that bullshit. And if you live in a community that's 80%, 90% of one persuasion, then it's only right that your representative be of that persuasion. So, again, that's just my little soapbox about reparations. I mean, fuck that. If you can't figure out a way to monetarily compensate Black Americans for the shit that happened, then if you would just say, from here forward, this is one nation under God. And then fuck all the rest, man. Yeah, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And keep it level. Ain't no bullshit. You know, we have to set it up that it can't be manipulated later. Again, everybody gets paid for what they work, not off somebody else's shit.
Right.
But that's just me.
That's how it's supposed to work, but it don't.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you know why they can't figure nothing out about reparations? You know why? Because they ain't trying to, dude. They don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, I know.
Huh?
But
yeah.
But again, you asking people, again, in this case here, Mitch McConnell, about reparations. And again, he is a living, direct descendant of profit from slavery. So, you know, again, I just don't understand his position where he don't think it's right, or he feels the need to involve Barack Obama so that his real message to Black people are, if your Black president didn't want it, what the fuck y'all think I want it for? That's his real message. But I want to let you know, your president didn't want it, so don't be mad at me. But you know what? He's on that team of 45. And again, they some real, I say like Nipsey Hussle say, they some real clever folk, man. Yeah, they some real clever folk, man. And in fact, what's 45 been up to lately, man? I'm going to go to my political correspondent.
Co-producer.
Go ahead.
Every stuff.
Yes. Go
in
ahead,
2007, Obama acknowledged that there were some slave owners in his family way back, and he was definitely distressed about it, but he also acknowledged and was proud of the fact that he also had family members who fought on the Union side, fought to end slavery. So he definitely had both sides represented. I just wanted to share that with you.
All right. I appreciate that.
Okay, so, right. Fine. So, okay.
Oh, and by the way, welcome now, back.
Thank you. I miss you, baby girl.
Hold on. Or are you doing this call from some parts unknown?
I'm doing
it, or are you back
this
home?
Call from part known. I am in part known.
All right. There you go.
All right.
Thank you.
But truthfully speaking, if your last name ain't Kunta Kinte, how many black people can sit up here and say they ain't got no white in their family?
I got some.
Listen carefully. I bet you did.
just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I know.
Just a little bit.
And it had a curve to it.
Pump your brakes, baby. Pump your brakes.
And what I mean by that is, if your great-great-great-great-grandmother was back during slavery, but she was back during slavery, I'm pretty sure someone along the line, some slave owner, got up in one of your kinfolk, because everybody didn't work out in the field. So in a sense, we all got a touch of white in us.
Or we all have a touch of black in us.
We got more than a touch of black. I'm just saying, you know, you might not be 100% black. You might have, you know, you might be 97 with 2%, some kind of European, and, you know. That's what God meant by, and you have to check that out in the messenger. That's what God meant by be fruitful and multiply. He ain't saying, just get with this and get with that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all come together as the people and come together.
So he didn't need to say that.
Right now.
He didn't say be fruitful and multiply. He just said, can't we all just love one another?
There you go. Because that's the thing that great Red Fox once said. Once the light turns out, it's just a question of who was. We all look the same.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yo, you just took me back to, you know, you just took me back to East 40th Street. Sneaking
in
out
basement,
there.
Listen, listen to the records, yeah. Huh?
Hey, man.
Exactly.
But listen. Before we get ready to leave here, bro, messenger, what's the president been up to, man?
Just to say most stupid stuff. His people running crazy. It's just so much stuff that this guy does on a minute basis. You can't even say an hour basis, on a minute basis. The last thing the guy that's in charge of protecting people and children and stuff like that. I forgot the name of the department he's under, but he's under scrutiny now for giving Einstein? What's his name?
Epstein.
Epstein.
Yeah. Epstein. Yeah. Gave him a sweet deal for molesting kids. He got a sweet deal. And he thought he was covering it up,
what?
But it came to light.
Wait,
a sweet deal.
That's not what happened. He didn't get a sweet deal for molesting kids.
Yes, he got a sweet deal. Yes, he did.
He didn't go to jail.
He didn't go to jail, and nothing really happened to him. And they hid all of the records and stuff that happened. That's a sweet deal.
And the witnesses and people the victims wanted to testify, and they weren't allowed to. I don't think they were allowed to.
He got a sweet deal now.
Well, what happened?
Wait a minute, hold on. When we say when we say a sweet deal for the audience, we're talking about he committed a crime that his ass should have been locked up for, and he got off real, real easy. So it ain't like, you know, a sweet deal was a good thing. For him, it was, because his ass should be in jail.
Right.
That's right.
Even now, he's walking around free. When he should be locked up.
He is right. Locked
because
up.
Because he held the press conference today. He held the press conference today. I think they held a press conference today trying to explain why.
Right.
With all, you know, why that he didn't do any time based on the charges that were brought against him some odd years ago. They had to explain that because people couldn't understand why didn't he do any time.
Can I ask y'all a question? Let me ask you a question. Now, right now, everybody's following that Acosta and Epstein story. Why don't priests go to jail when they get accused of the same crime? And that seems to be all right.
Mm.
I'm just asking. Because right now, don't get me wrong. Molestation is molestation. But I'm saying, about how many times we hear priests in the newspaper. Ain't nobody up in arms because they ain't going to jail. See, that's what I'm talking about. One penalty for one crime. That's what I'm talking
about. Catholic too much money.
Okay, but again, just see once again.
Is his molestation or is his trafficking?
No, his is rape. Trafficking and rape. That's what his is.
Okay, I thought trafficking was one of them as well. I thought trafficking was one of the charges as well.
Yeah, trafficking.
Okay.
Because what he was doing was he was having little young girls come in. And then when they leave, he pass them off $200-$300. You know, they 14, 15, 16, you know, from 14 to up to 21 or something like that. And he'd give them money, and he'd have them over a couple times. You know, they impressed with all that money. And then he'd have them get some of their girlfriends.
He was a Pied Piper. No, it's called R. Kelly. Yeah, it's called R. Kelly. That's what they call it.
And he hung out with our boy for a long time.
Who
he
Brad?
Hung out with our boy until he first got
45.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he hung out with him for a long time until the first charges came up against him, and then 45 kind of slipped that. Nah, I ain't messing with you right now. I got to get away. But he was hanging out with him. And Trump even said, when he was running for president, he even said when he was in charge of the beauty pageants, he used to go backstage while the little girls was changing, the models. And you know the models for Miss America, they're only, 18, 19 years old. He used to go backstage when they was dressing, they'd be naked and stuff. But he was the owner, so he could do that. He was the only man allowed back there. And so he would go back there. He admitted that on tape that he does that.
Damn, I guess it's good to be that 1%, huh?
I mean, you know, again, privilege. In this time, unfortunately, it didn't involve a black person. But if there's not an outcry for priests to go to jail for, again, I don't think priests were trafficking, allegedly. I don't want to say anything that ain't true. But I'm talking about all the allegations against priests. You don't ever hear about them going to jail. So if one man could walk, everybody could walk. That's kind of how I see it. I'm sorry.
Well, I know the Me Too movement, they're involved in this now. I know they, you know, at least they're speaking up. You know, I did see a show earlier where they were speaking up on behalf of some of the victims. In this particular case, anyway, I know they were silent regarding the president when he was being accused. Was that a couple of weeks ago when somebody else was accusing him? That you didn't really hear much from the Me Too movement, but now
the lady that was not
up.
His type,
yeah. Right? Exactly. People were saying that you know they were kind of silent. You didn't hear anything from them, but. At this time now, they're speaking up on behalf of for these victims.
Hey, you know what? Let me just put this message out to the Catholic Church who may listen to this podcast. I honestly don't believe that your priest should go to jail. I think they should go get help. In fact, I think the fact that you robbed him of the opportunity for carnal pleasure has a lot to do with why they do what they do. So I don't think priests should go to jail. I think they should go get help. That's my disclaimer. Hey, listen, folks. That was our half hour show for tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, we'll be back next week with our full hour. We're just trying different time slots to see which one is going to be give us the most airplay or the most publications. Listen, this is co-producer from Hodge to Hodge on Blog Talk Radio saying good night and have a wonderful evening. Good night, Cass.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Peace.
Good night.
That was real quick. Yeah, we got to talk about this in the meeting. That was quick. I'll be dang.